When artist and curator Melanie Green and her twin sister moved to San Francisco 15 years ago, they made themselves an integral part of the arts community through art shows, public events, and even their own weekly radio show on KPOO. We'll go back to KLW's Jen Chien now. She spoke with Green about the power of artists to shape and sustain the culture of a city.
So this show that you've curated is called Black Matters.
Yes.
Can you dig a little into that title for me?
We wanted it to be very broad. We didn't want artists to feel that there was any kind of container that they had to express themselves from. We wanted them to know that however they identify Black issues, Black concerns, things that we just are, things that we care about and think about, or what impacts us. So leaving it at matters, having it be open, is really what we wanted to do with this particular show.
What about for you personally? What comes to mind for you with that phrase?
I think of love. And inside of love, sometimes there's pain and anger. There's disappointment. For me, it's all of those things. It's a body of expression. It's a matter of, you know, the depths of who I am, not just always showing up with a smile, but maybe showing up with tears and maybe showing up with things that people don't want to talk about. The work that's in the show is a reflection of that. There's a lot of different conversations, from being in hospice care to, you know, arms up. And the piece that Christine Mays created, All Wire, and it's full-bodied, you know, a person, like, arms stretched up with, you know, blood running. And this is, you know, work that might be tough for people to see. It might be confronting. But it's so. It's a reflection of life, you know.
The specific language in the promo materials for the show are an invitation to people of all backgrounds, mm-hmm. Black people, other people of color, and white people, to look at Black Matters by Black artists from the Black perspective. Can you tell me more about that choice in terms of the language that's used? And does that come from the Afro Solo Project? And
yeah. Within the Black community, and maybe I'll just speak for myself, it gets old having to kind of explain Black love, or, you know, validate Black love, or say just because I love myself doesn't mean I don't love you, you know? And when we begin
you're talking about
other communities,
uh-huh.
And
sort
in
of
particular
Black people explaining themselves to non-Black
to people. Non-Black people, and in particular to white culture, we wanted to be responsible and say, yes, this is explicitly about our experience, explicitly from Black artists. Please come.
So, Melanie, you're originally from Memphis,
yes,
Tennessee,
yes.
And you and your twin sister, Melora, moved here about 15 years ago?
Yes, yeah. 16.
16
we
years
moved
ago.
Here in 2000, August.
So seemingly from the time you got here, you just immediately immersed yourselves into the arts community, mm-hmm. and really kind of started doing stuff.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to come here and stay here?
So the original plan, Academy of Art, now University, when we moved here, it was Academy of Art College. Academy of Art. And
you both were going to go there.
Yep. We both were going to attend the Academy of Art, graduate, and move to LA, start making film, yay. And we fell in love with the community and started creating events like Bring Your Own Art, BYOA, and Independent Artist Week, and just finding so many ways that we can connect city organizations, nonprofits, to the artist community. We really came in and said, there is a huge gap. There's a way that, you know, nonprofits can be empowered by the work that artists do, and encouraging artists to talk about themselves and talk about their work. And when you go into a space, don't just stay to you. Really observe who's here. Who can I build with? How can I share my gift with their work and collaborate? You know, how do I make that happen? And I think the fact that Melora and I are twins, collaboration, how do I link with someone, or teaming up and connecting, is like an automatic thing for us.
It seems to me like the kind of narrative of how you and your sister came here mm-hmm. and started to make connections amongst the people who were already here, already doing things. You didn't try to kind of reinvent the wheel with what you were doing, but kind of dug in to what was already happening. That's a different style of newcomers moving into a place than a mm-hmm. narrative that we hear often about gentrification.
Yes.
It's a hot button word these days about mm-hmm. people coming in and not respecting the culture that had existed before. Does that resonate with you?
It resonates with me in a huge way because we were intentional about integrating with systems that are already present. Like, that's already here. How do we bring this together? And I think that's something that we learned from the film festival. That's all film is. Everyone doing their part really, really well and not concerned with the other pieces, so you trust the process. And so we get away from that when there's this idea that I can be the lone hero. You know, I want to be the one to carry the torch and ride all the way in and put it down and say, I did it. And a lot of times when that is the driving force, you can bet that there's like 100 people pissed around you because I bet you didn't listen. I bet you didn't ask questions. So that's the thing. Ask. And sometimes just come in and be quiet and just look around. See what's going on.